Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi lost no time jumping back into politics a day after she was freed from house arrest. The charismatic leader of Myanmar's opposition called for a meeting with the country's ruling junta. Now, as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Bangkok, observers are watching to see how much room the junta will give Suu Kyi for political organizing.
Exuberant crowds greeted Aung San Suu Kyi today as she arrived to speak with diplomats, reporters, and members of her party, the National League for Democracy. Suu Kyi said she wanted to speak directly with Paramount leader General Tan Shui, and she said that if Burmese people wanted her to, she would work to end international sanctions on her country. She also offered to unite with other Burmese democratic forces. Her message was welcomed by Dr. Tan Ye, chairman of the opposition National Democratic Force.
Oh, we are very, very happy that she is released. And not only that, we have great expectations that she might be able to lead to reconcile all the different forces in our country.
The NDF split from the NLD in order to compete in last week's elections, which were swept by junta-backed candidates amid charges of widespread vote rigging. So Aung is a spokesman for the Forum for Democracy in Burma, a Thailand-based pro-democracy group. He says Suu Kyi's charisma is matched by her political skills.
People of Burma, not only the Burman majority, but also the ethnic minorities, have trust and faith in her. It's not only because she's the daughter of our independence hero, General Aung San, but she also has the skill and ability to gather all the people, be united under one umbrella, and to work together for the country.
Burma's military has recently launched offensives against ethnic rebel forces fighting for autonomy. Zipporah Sain, general secretary of one of these groups, the Karen National Union, says they're now looking to Suu Kyi for help.
We hope that Aung San Suu Kyi could talk to the military about this for stopping the offensives against the ethnic people.
So Aung notes that the government has in past responded violently to Suu Kyi's political organizing. In 2003, for example, a government-organized mob attacked Suu Kyi's convoy in northern Burma, killing more than 100 of her supporters.
We are very much concerned that there is a repeat of another attempt on her life and her party members this time again, because we have heard that there are government-backed thugs, so-called People's Militia, are gathering around.
Suu Kyi said today that she hoped the government would not see her popularity as a threat. She added that despite 15 years under house arrest, she bore no grudges against her captors. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
You're listening to NPR News.